Today marks 3 years since Russia launched a full-scale war on Ukraine. More than a dozen world leaders are in Kyiv to show support for Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is warming up to Russia and squeezing Ukraine for concessions. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Kyiv.
Since the full-scale invasion, Ukrainians who have lost someone in this war have planted small flags in central Kyiv's Maidan Square. Today, thousands of blue and yellow national flags flutter in the chilly wind. Nearby, 27-year-old Valeria Antonenko mourns her own losses.
These have been the most difficult years of my life. I was forced out of my home and I lost my brother 8 months ago. He volunteered to fight.
He's among tens of thousands of Ukrainian soldiers killed in the last 3 years. And this weighs heavily on Antonenko whenever anyone asks her if she's willing to give up occupied land for peace.
If it is a concession of land, it will be my land, the land I came from and for which my brother died and my friends are fighting. It's such a difficult question for me.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is facing difficult questions of his own, including how to work with the Trump administration, which has moved closer to Russia while squeezing Ukraine. Zelensky told reporters on Sunday about a U.S. deal to exchange hundreds of billions of dollars worth of critical raw materials for strong security guarantees. He said he rejected an early draft because the terms would have left Ukraine heavily in debt. I am not going to sign something that will be paid by 10 generations of Ukrainians, he said. Today, Zelensky welcomed more than a dozen world leaders to Kyiv.
We hope that we can finish this war this year, not in 3 years. It's very, very difficult. Very difficult for all our nation to go through this war.
European leaders arrived by train to music and handshakes. Among them was Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission, who said a just peace for Ukraine can only come through strength.
And this is why we strengthen your economy. This is why we increase the resilience of your energy sector. This is why we will continue training and equipping your troops.
Europeans say this war also affects them, and they want to be at the negotiating table. Finland's president, Alexander Stubb, said the Europeans need to get a plan to the U.S. to make that happen.
Because if you don't have a plan to the Americans, you're not going to get involved in negotiations. And right now, the negotiations are happening above our heads without any kind of a plan and strategy.
He says Europe must get its act together, not only to save Ukraine, but itself. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.